Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Kevin Stefanski just said he will keep calling the plays. He said numerous times we need to be better. We've all heard that. And I like Kevin. I do. I'm not going to apologize for that. I thought what they did yesterday was awful. And he didn't have to respond to a question about why you passed 52 times with a rookie quarterback. He did say the game situation precluded running with Quinshon Judkins. I'll call BS on that.
Ooh, Jeff.
Well, Andy, through three quarters, it was 16-6. It was 16-6 through three. What in a 10-point game tells you you can't run the ball?
I agree, especially with the third with the short goal to goal.
Well, that was, and then in the fourth quarter, you're down by 17 points, and then you get the first and goal at the 7. Here, this was on the 18-play drive that led to the last field goal, and it was with about, you know, the whole thing is about 10 minutes to go because the field goal happened with 9:29 to go in the game, so there's still plenty of time. Okay, Still plenty of time. You had a first and goal at the 7, second and goal at the 5, third and goal at the 5, and then Steelers with a penalty. First and goal at the 3, second and goal at the 3, third and goal at the 14. So you have all within the 7-yard line. You had 5 plays there, and then a third and goal from the 14 after the sack. You had 5 plays goal to go from the 7, 2 from the 5, and 2 from the 3, and Quinshon Judkins touched it once. And you threw it 4 times.
Do you not want him to call plays?
All right, I'll go ahead.
He addressed that right out of the gate.
I'll go ahead and take the, you know, everybody screaming. I think Kevin has shown at times since he's been here that he can be a really good play caller.
It feels like some of the, I'm trying to think of the right word. So early on, he was willing to take more chances. How's that sound? Is that a fair? He seems, as he progresses in his years of calling plays, he's become more conservative. Is that fair to say? Last week really felt that way, and yesterday too. I mean, but again, I don't know. Does he, you know, Tyva said to us he didn't have time to throw. So that's all you're going to get. You got to take what they're giving you. If you're going to take what you're giving you, that's what you're going to get. The problem is when you're down 10, you're down 2 touchdowns, man, you got to throw the ball. You got to score a little bit faster than we're doing. You could see it with Kevin yesterday. He kept twisting his arm. He kept doing, let's go, let's go, let's go. Yeah, to me, it felt like he thought the plays were getting in too slow, that they weren't able to get the plays out, and they weren't, unless I was misreading his body language on the 4 or 5 second shots that they gave us as cutaways of Kevin off on the sideline, which, by the way, I warn you, don't think that that's everything that's going on. When you see a 4 second shot, that's what it is. It's a 4 second. You don't see the whole picture, but it seemed to me to be clear and evident if you were watching the game yesterday and they were cutting away to Kevin. Kevin wanted the offense to move a lot faster than it was moving.
Andy.
Jeff.
Remember I had the minivan?
Oh, the minivan.
I made sure I didn't drive the minivan past like 70 miles an hour.
Really? Would it start shaking after 70?
Well, I just wanted to make sure because I knew it was not the most viable vehicle I've ever driven.
Good double V's there. You don't get a good V adjective.
I read these off to you the other day. I'm going to read them off to you again. You want to know why Kevin is more conservative now in his play calling than
he used
to be?
Well, he's got a rookie quarterback. That's the first place I'd
start.
This
is why. Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham.
Did you just give Baker a compliment?
No, I'm not. It's not a compliment.
Oh, it sounded like it was a compliment. It sounded like you were
Baker,
going down that road.
Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Jarvis Landry, Odell, Hollywood Higgins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Austin Hooper, Harrison Bryant, David Njoku.
Jarvis was statue worthy compared to what
much,
we have now.
And a much younger Jed Wills, Joel Bitonio, J.C. Treader, Wyatt Teller, Jack Conklin.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lineup that Kevin was calling plays for in 2020.
That ain't the lineup he's got now.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's why he's driving the minivan slowly.
Ah. Well, guess
they
what?
They don't have any talent on this offense.
Jeff, that minivan's not going anywhere. That's the problem.
This is 2025. Three of those linemen
are still out there starting. And what did you do with the minivan when it was all said and done?
I took it out back and shot it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I didn't think you were going to say that. Okay, I don't want that to happen. Oh, the minivan.
Let's go to Mary Kay. I donated it, and I had trouble getting somebody to take it.
The people with the catchy songs.
Hey, you can sell the seats for $50, for God's sake. Just take the dang thing.
Even the tow truck was like, I don't know if I can get that up there falling on the highway.
Dan?
Did he sound like that?
The tow truck guy was, you know, there's enough rust in this thing. We're a little leery.
We're riding back roads the whole way.
Sorry,
back.
Kevin's calling plays for the minivan. And he's like me. He's not going to get to 400,000 miles. Roman is in Canton. Hello, Roman.
Hey, fellas. How we doing? Happy Monday.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah. Sure is, Roman.
Turns out right. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Roman, how old are you? I'm just curious. You've called a long time.
I'm 34.
Very nice. Keep going.
So of those 34 years, I've mentioned it in the past, and I know you how much you love when people say this. Like, oh, you remember me mentioning this before?
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, this is the most disconnected I've been to a Browns team since I've been born. It's miserable to watch, guys. I watched 4 minutes of the first half or first quarter, and I went about my day. It is really, really bad. And my pops and I are season ticket holders, so coming from me, it's tough to say. It's tough to think, tough to say all of it. But two things that I want to get off my chest here with Stefanski. I've been a proponent for him, and I've lost it, unfortunately. I'm sick and tired of hearing, well, you know, with each week the game plan changes depending on the opponent. Guess what? The good teams, they don't care what the opponent
Thank
is
you, Roman.
Or who it is.
Thank you, Roman.
I'm tired of it. Good teams, they tell you, everybody knows, everybody game plans to exactly what they're good at, and they say, stop it. Good luck. Try to. And I'm just sick and tired of trying to be the smartest people in the room or smartest people on the field every single Sunday.
Roman, six carries, 14 yards for Quinshon in the first half, yet you were only down 9-3. So come out and do what you do best. Instead, nope, we can't do that. And they gave him six carries in the second half, and he was better. But they, I do not understand. I couldn't agree more with what you just said.
Yeah, it's exhausting. And you know, the whole we got to be better thing. You know, first and goal. He in that press conference, he said, you know, we just got to be better and execute right there. No, dude, you have to be better as the leader of this team to get behind your guys and say, we are punching this ball into the end zone from 9 feet out, from 12 feet out. We have to get the ball into the end zone. That's on him, period.
Agreed, Roman.
I have to be better.
Yep, I agree, Roman. Enjoy the game against Miami. You and your dad will be there. Andrew's in Painesville. Hello, Andrew.
What's up, Drew?
How are you doing?
Good, good.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. A reporter during the press conference quoted Coach Tomlin when Tomlin said in his press conference he did not understand why the Browns front office traded
Flacco to Cincinnati.
Yeah. We played the cut a couple times.
And Kevin said, I have no comment on that.
Which is probably the right thing to
say. I want to know why he didn't answer. Did he know that took place?
Well, how do you,
I mean, this guy's the head coach.
Well, wait a minute. Wait.
He's not listening to other head coaches' press conference.
I tell you, if he's listening to Tomlin's press conference, a team he's not even playing this week, while he's getting his own team ready for a game this week, I would hope that he didn't hear the quote. And it just happened. I mean, what time was that at? It was like 15 minutes before his own
within
press
the
conference?
Hour. Within
I mean, I would. I actually wish he would have come out and said, I haven't heard the quote yet.
Why didn't he know about this? And if he did know about
this... Well, he might have, and he just said, I don't have a comment on it. He may have. I would not. I mean, would you be really be mad at a head coach that heard another head coach said something about him like 10 minutes before you walked up on the podium, and it's possible no one else was...
It's
who in Berea is listening to the Steelers press conference today?
That's not something that they would necessarily be tuned into. I mean, they're not listening to...
There's a lot of things to be mad
anybody
about.
Anybody else's press conference.
That's the one I'm not.
Not to mention, nothing good comes from answering that question.
Right. If Kevin answers.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, and we're all for hearing things from Kevin, if he answers that question, what's he going to say? Yeah, you know what? I agree with him. Okay, then there's a...
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden.
Man, Mike, I really respect it. If anything, I think Mike had his back, and it wouldn't have done... I mean, if you're Kevin, you're like, okay, I'm glad he kind of said that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.